0000. WTNT 35 KNHC 152,330. Bat 5. Bulletin. Hurricane Echo Beto Intermediate Advisory Number 17A. National Weather Service, National Hurricane Center Miami, Florida AL 052024. 8 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time Thursday, August 15, 2024. Echo Beto strengthening as it approaches Bermuda. High risk of dangerous rip currents along U.S. East Coast beaches Friday and over the weekend. Summary of 8 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time Midnight Coordinated Universal Time Information. Location 26.6 North 68.4 West. About 450 miles, 730 kilometers south-southwest, of Bermuda. Maximum sustained winds 90 miles per hour, 150 kilometers per hour. Present movement north, or 0-10 degrees at 13 miles per hour, 20 kilometers per hour. Minimum central pressure 970 millibar, 28.64 inches. Watches and warnings. Changes with this advisory, none. Summary of watches and warnings in effect. A hurricane warning is in effect for Bermuda. A hurricane warning means that hurricane conditions are expected somewhere within the warning area. A warning is typically issued 36 hours before the anticipated first occurrence of tropical storm force winds, conditions that make outside preparations difficult or dangerous. Preparations to protect life and property should be rushed to completion. For storm information specific to your area, please monitor products issued by your National Meteorological Service. Discussion and outlook. At 8 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, Midnight Coordinated Universal Time, the center of Hurricane Echo Beto was located near latitude 26.6 north, longitude 68.4 west. Echo Beto is moving toward the north near 13 miles per hour, 20 kilometers per hour. This general motion is expected to continue through early Friday, followed by a slower northeastward or north-northeastward motion late Friday and Saturday. A faster northeastward motion is expected later in the weekend. On the forecast track, the center of Echo Beto is expected to pass near or over Bermuda on Saturday. Maximum sustained winds have increased to near 90 miles per hour, 150 kilometers per hour, with higher gusts. Additional strengthening is forecast during the next day or so, and Echo Beto could be near major hurricane strength on Friday. Echo Beto is forecast to be a large hurricane near Bermuda on Saturday. Hurricane force winds extend outward up to 60 miles, 95 kilometers, from the center, and tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 265 miles, 425 kilometers. The estimated minimum central pressure based on data from the Air Force Hurricane Hunters is 970 millibar, 28.64 inches. Hazards affecting land. Key messages for Echo Beto can be found in the Tropical Cyclone discussion under AUPS header MIACDAT 5 and WMO header WTNT 45 KNHC and on the web at hurricanes.gov/text/miadcdat5.shtml. Wind. Hurricane conditions are expected on Bermuda Saturday, with tropical storm conditions likely beginning Friday afternoon. Storm surge. A dangerous storm surge is expected to produce significant coastal flooding on Bermuda in areas of onshore winds. Near the coast, the surge will be accompanied by large and destructive waves. Rainfall. Echo Beto is expected to produce total rain accumulations of 6 to 12 inches on Bermuda with isolated maximum amounts up to 15 inches. This rainfall may result in considerable life-threatening flash flooding. Surf. Swells generated by Echo Beto are affecting portions of the Turks and Caicos Islands, the Bahamas, and are beginning to reach Bermuda. Swells are expected to reach the east coast of the United States overnight and continue into the weekend. These swells are likely to cause life-threatening surf and rip current conditions. Please consult products from your local weather office, and stay out of the water if advised by lifeguards. Next advisory. Next complete advisory at 11 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. Dollar Dollar. Forecaster Kenji Alozie.